I'm here in downtown Albany, not far from the waterfront, to view another example of Troy-based artist Rachel Baxter's striking artwork. This is actually on the retaining wall of the on-ramp to 787, but you may also be familiar with her work from other outdoor art displays or indoors at such venues as the Albany Center Gallery, Trader Joe's, or from her well-received pandemic mural, which toured the area earlier this spring. We turn now to an interview I conducted with the artist back in March to learn more about her work, her unique artistic materials, and her varied canvases. The woman I spoke to at the gallery yesterday said that, this mural is actually very different from the rest of her typical work. I see, the pieces that you have are, just this transformative quality of materials interacting. And almost, if I'm reading it correctly, a little bit of a almost chaotic sense.
Yes,
I see sort of organic shapes and a bit of chaos in that. And coming out of this year, which could feel rather chaotic, I'm wondering what you feel kind of compelled to create at this point.
It's definitely more representational, this mural, than anything I've done in the past recent years. Very much more abstract and natural looking, very organic in the sense of like textures and movement and colors and things like that, but nothing like concrete representational. And I think with this mural, I think everyone just wants a little clarity in something they can understand and have that moment of peace. And I think I wanted that too when I was making it. I love working abstractly, and in my studio, I really, things get messy and chaotic and crazy. And I think there's a time and place for both things, but for this mural, it was really important to me just to have that sense of control, really, and just say, I can paint this very peaceful, reflective, calming mural as my gift to my community, as a way to bring us together, as a way to heal and connect with something that's just very, very clear in its intention.
I want to look at the work that you have been doing. I'm very interested to learn about your process, the materials that you use to transform. Maybe you can give us some background of that. You use such a wide variety of materials, iron oxide and fumage,
yeah.
Not materials you might traditionally expect from a fine artist to create with.
Absolutely. So I got my master's in fine arts at Indiana University, and I was my focus was in printmaking. So I'm a trained printmaker, screen printing, intaglio etching, a lot of like kind of chemical based process in a lot of printmaking. So I kind of used that background and discovered this way of painting, if you will, although it's kind of hard to put it in that category, where I'm like oxidizing metals onto canvas or fabric to kind of pull out or let that color seep from it. So setting up steel with salt water, vinegar solutions, you're going to let that rust kind of leach out. So I'm letting like natural processes like that oxidation play a role in the color and the texture and the composition really of the work. Also doing the same thing with copper, and you get that beautiful turquoise color that kind of comes through. Fumage, which you touched upon, is actually a process where you're drawing with smoke. So kind of holding a canvas horizontally. And if you dampen it and hold candles or some sort of flame underneath it, you could actually catch the smoke in the fibers of it. And then you could either fix it or you can erase into it. It's just a really beautiful way of drawing. And all of these processes, I always find I'm drawn to them because they take control out of my hands. I get to kind of witness something that I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm very much playing a part in it. But so are these materials I'm using. So that's kind of where that body of work kind of came from and revolved around for quite some time.
I did take a detour onto your Instagram page, which is wonderful. And I saw that you had visited Iceland. And I wonder if that also, I'm not sure when that trip was, but
the 2018 pieces in particular, just I saw nature, I saw a bit of chaos, but then also there was something comforting about them at the same time.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I visited Iceland, I believe. Here's the time thing again, the time warp of the last year. I believe it was 2018. My instinct tells me it's 2019, but I feel like I'm eliminating this past year. And it just was a phenomenal trip. Just kind of seeing the forces of nature at work in that landscape, you know, really spoke to how I feel when I'm in the studio. However, it's also kind of had this very reflective impact on me, because a lot of the chemicals and things that I was using in my studio, I've put them on the shelf because I'm really trying to think about how I can create in this way, or at least in the same spirit, with materials that are going to be more environmentally conscious. So I think about, you know, the spray fixative that I need to use to adhere things to the canvas, or just the raw materials that go into the practice. So all of those paintings are very much inspired by nature and the elements, right, at work around us. That was the impetus for the work. And now I'm starting to realize, like, okay, how do I move forward with this work, but using and choosing different materials that make more sense and are in line with my values and my my environmental consciousness, I guess. So it's definitely something that I think also has been really wonderful this past year, just allowing myself that time to really, really take time to reflect and think about these things and how I want to move forward. So,
interesting. So that's, we're looking at moving forward. I wonder if we can briefly touch on how you got started as an artist. Was that something that you always were playing around with growing up?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I have wonderfully supportive parents that, you know, probably had drawings on walls and driveways and just making a mess everywhere. I've always been, you know, wanting to make things with my hands. And I got my BFA in printmaking, actually here in Albany at the College of St. Rose, and continued to get my MFA at IU. It's hard to find the time where I wasn't kind of creating things. I just knew I always wanted my life to revolve around the arts. And I feel very fortunate that it does.
Wonderful. You're originally from the area?
I grew up in Stratford, Connecticut, so about 2.5 hours away from here. I moved to Albany in 2007 to pursue my BFA, and then did 3 years at Indiana and then came back. That's and good. I just always love this region. I just feel like it's just so central to so many different things that I love. You know, the nature, we're close to New York City, close to my family, so things like that.
Troy, where you're now based, has really transformed. I remember probably around the time you moved back here in 2007, taking classes at the Arts Center. And now it's going down there, it's a whole different scene. I see a lot more public display of art, too, for art's sake. How do you feel that Troy and the Capital Region in a larger sense is maybe becoming more art-friendly?
I think people realize the power of it and how amazing it is to kind of almost orient yourself in a city based on like this giant mural you're seeing, you know. And I was fortunate enough to paint two murals in Albany. One was on a temporary like construction wall that's since been deconstructed, but one more permanent on Water Street in Columbia and downtown. And it's because of the initiative of Tony Idesico and Park Albany, the Capitol Walls, hashtag Capitol Walls project. The last few years, Tony has just fundraised and worked with a lot of different organizations to get a handful of murals up in a very short period of time. I just find it so impressive. I remember when I did my big 60, 70 foot mural on Water Street, and it was one of the very first ones. And now they're just like, they're popping up everywhere. And I just think it's so wonderful. So it makes me really happy to see it happening. And I just hope it continues to snowball and grow. And if people have walls that they want a mural on, that they reach out to local arts organizations and make it happen.
Reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, I'm Jeremy Clough.